What did you buy your Anna Beth for? Tschüss, Rabbi Murray. In the Mishnah in Titus, the Chavov and Beis, Mishniknas Av Ma'asim B'Simcha. Mishnah says, enter Av Yishmi Ma'id and Simcha. Then the Mishnah goes on saying, at Shmur Shechal V'Tishabov, then it's also Mosapel Chavis. So there are two separate things the Mishnah is very clear about. There's one in the Ma'id and Simcha, Shmur Shechodesh. The second in the Negev, a person should be not in the Avelis. Not the Kirkot, not the wash clothing. Now people think that the Svadavam has in the film Mishnichus Av, might be Porsche Mishnah. And only according to the Svadim Ashkenazim are in Yonim Negeta Velas. In Yonim Negeta might and Simcha, that's in the Porsche Mishnah, that's in the Porsche Mechaper. Two separate halachas are going on over, two separate in Yonim. The in of the might and Simcha, the in of the Negeta Velas. Mechaper starts off in Talkuf and Aleph, the Simon Negeta, the 9 days and 3 weeks. That first you have halacha, Mishnichus Av, Mati, and Simcha. In Makorah, the Gemara says, why? Because they are Masloi. The person that so people have a bad mazel. Therefore, based upon this as a mechaber on the Gemara, we should not have a din with the guy. Now, when is this rare mazel from? Mishum brings down a machlokes between the Mogarvam, the Bnei Yeruchim, versus the Kohen Tanel, the Zohar. Is it the whole entire Rosh Chodesh Av, or is it only till Tisha B'Av? Therefore, the Mishabur says your person should be machaber, not have a din with the guy until Rosh Chodesh El. However, the Kol Apok is Adach Tisha B'Av. Therefore, that again, the inim might and simcha is not din miyuchot to get the korban. The might and that was gorim, and that was his man of the korban. Therefore, it's rei mazloi. However, special din might and simcha from Rosh Chodesh Av, push him in might until either el or the whole talk until after Tisha B'Av. That's also more also famous. This is in of the simcha. Now, based upon this, I discussed the non negate the comment we already discussed by a few weeks that there. Due to the Ramatloi of Ketzer Meriri, therefore a person should not go Yechidi, a person should not hit the children, Ukadayma, especially Nim Sakono, simply negates the 9 days, the Swamp is the name of the discourse, about flying during the 9 days. And all of them say, Avada Mekadin is not also, but however, since it's Ramatloi, a person is royal, it's fit that they should not fly during the 9 days. However, the Swamp say, the Mokum Mitzvah, it's Mutter. For example, Yaakov Netzki said the person should not fly, however, said it's not Kibbel of Aim, so Avada it's Mutter. To travel to Israel, it says it's Mutter. He says a person who wants to leave yeshiva, his choice to leave during the 9 days beforehand, there I'll leave my Torah. He says, there's no royal person not fly during the 9 days, I'll split the Torah, I'll body stay in yeshiva, and you leave afterward during the 9 days. Rashi brings down, it's happen also, you're raising funds, the body can go to Chutzlar, to fly also, Tadrafua, Chayla, the body also can. So again, come on, all the swarm say the same Yisoy, the body is Mekadim. It's royal for a person to be Machmur, Mitzad, in the way of Mazloi, help Mokka Mitzvah, but it's Mutu Chatkilo. No, either because they share mitzvah loy daira, or we're not going to work, there's aspects, several stories, you know, sharing b'sayim Hashem, it could be different, and yonah, but we'll have kilos, no problem with that mitzvah. Now, the Gedim Mishnifes Av Matim Mesim Kol Chutz, the Gemara says, the fact that Yishnah is in Torah the Goyim, the Gemara in Yevamos explains that three things the Gemara says, might and simcha. One thing, you should be might and matzah matim. A second thing, you should not do a binyan unatiyah shal simcha. And the third thing is a sudas erisin, a person, even though they can get married, but they should not have a sudas erisin. Now those are three things brought down by the Mechaber and Tzav Beis. To define each one, first the Ma'ik and Matzah Matzah, what does that mean? Mishru brings down the Machloik, the Poiskim, it brings down the meaning seems to be Mekel, however he ends up in the Sharet Tzion, any Matzah Matzah Negeta Simcha, buying and selling Negeta Simcha, a person should be Machma not to. For example, the way this farm brings down, you want to buy, in Mishru's case, the Kiddush Kof, the Kli Simcha, you should not do that. Say buy a mezgan, buy a car. But she says for parnosi, you can buy a car. But not for parnosi, you should not buy a car. These things make a person happy without the bayam mitzvah of shachianu. Even if you want to say shachianu, stam you should not do matzah matzah negate the simcha. But she says or tzarchar chuppa. Things negate the simcha you should not do. Now there are two terms put down specifically by the Ramon Mishnah Berurah. One head is mokum mitzvah, the bayam matzah matzah of mitzvah of simcha. Avoid the Mishabu brings down that something is a Dava Ovid, you can also do Matzah Matin. That says Mishabu, what's the Nichol Geder of Dava Ovid? Even a Yerid, even a sale. Therefore, again in my days, they come now change. There used to be Sims bashes always in the summer. And therefore, guys always want to know if you go buy the suits during the summer, not to make sure you're going to wear it. So, based upon this Mishnah Berurah, since a sale, a big sale, is Matzah Nichol Geder of Ovid, therefore, Vadi allowed to buy during the 9 days mitzah masa matan. Mitzah clothing, we'll get to know that in a while, we'll be a bayah mitzah clothing. But mitzah mitzah sel shabori, again, we two tev alocha, mitzah masa matan, you're allowed to. Mitzah clothing will be a separate bayah problem. The second immune, nifleness, again, mitzah simple. The bin unatir for simple. Building and planting simple virgins should not do. What does that mean practically? Where Moshe brings it down, you want to put up wallpaper and Moshe says you should not do it, he's discussing his course. How about the way how it's brought up from a Bosnia, you should not paint your house during the 9 days. It was negated to me absolutely this week that last week I finally got a maskan, someone gave me a present, one maskan for my bedroom. First one put it in and put the pipes outside the walls, outside the building. So a lot of people in the building were the kifis against it because it made the building not look nice. Therefore, they want to change the pipes and tell us to put it inside the walls. And then we have to undo the pipes and change them. So mitzad them was mitzad noi. Finish here so simple. Mitzad me, tsar and money, and only do mitzad shalom. So is it nichol in the gedi? You should not do it in the 9 days. So we called up the company. They told us this Wednesday you have time for you. Otherwise, after 9 days, people want to use us. So the 9 days, people don't usually put in masganas. The company said we have time this Wednesday. Is there a head to mitzad bin even tiyam shal simcha? Mitzad me is pure tsar. That everyone is making makon, that kvodah shaboy, which they have no right to pay aloch, and we're doing mitzad shalom, for them it's pure mitzad noi. So I want everyone to ask them this question, he said, the vada smutter. Anyone ask the question to the vada smutter, because the one I'm doing is pure mitzad shaboy, mitzad shalom shaboy, and therefore it's smutter. Mitzad etir shal simcho, they say, for example, you want to plant your garden flowers, you could do it, but that also you should not do during the 9 days. The third in the mind and simple is having a sudus erisim. Now, the Shabbat is very clear, you want to get engaged, you're allowed to, even on Tisha B'Av, Mikra didn't allow to get engaged, no problem. And the Shabbat says, having some cake put out, that's not a suta. A suta means to have a suta, have a meal. Based upon this idiom, not to have a suta, areas that come along the Palestinians, they say, it's the point is to get, have friends to get together, that's what you should not do during the 9 days. For example, it says in the real, and that way, it seems to be that way in the Rav HaShulchan, suta is real, someone comes to America, and he invites a bunch of people out to have a good geshmack of meals, to eat somewhere, even milkshakes. That's mice to this way, and therefore the one time during the 9 days, mice is also. The girls some have go out have falafel with somebody, and that's not to this way. That's not eating. But mice, when sometimes people come from America, the uncle, the daimo, who takes people out to go eat, to this way, the mice of person should not during the 9 days. And that can be able to examine the same thing. People leave yeshiva, to this praises. They have it during the 9 days. So again, they put up the small little stuff that's nothing. If you want them to have a real pseudo, that's also nickel together of the pseudo's erison, the same yisrael shabbat, of having geshmaka time together, it should not be done, it should be made in simcha. The being done also not to have a birthday party, the simcha being done not to have a birthday party, the same yisrael, it's a simcha of a pseudo that we see we should not have. They also being done, should have a dinner per se, besides giving a cover to a person who gives stokka. So the Ashraf says, maybe it's mutter, but he says, joy to push off after 9 days for the same yisrael. Again, so we see from Sudas Erison, which no one really seems to have anyway, but from that you slowly receive to the mind and simple at any Sudo, any Sudas Reyes, Prado, birthday, Kodomo. Doing the getting gear. Sorry. Looks like I can see them. Fine, that's Mitzad, Sebeis, Mamait, and Simple. Now come the next halach of Negeret Avelis. Again, mentioned that in the Negeret Avelis, what the Gemara says, Shavu Shachapo is only washing your clothing and taking haircuts, specifically negate the Sfaradim is only Shavu Shachavoy, which this year is the easiest year for them, because they only have Sunday and then Monday is already Erev Tisha B'Av. Negate the name Ashkenaz, the Ramos, Moisev, and says, we already took this Vahoga, already from Rosh Chodesh, which we already saw last night. Rosh Chodesh was, Moravam says, it's from Shkia, placing me down from the Zman is from Shkia last night, which is 7:52 Barak yesterday. Now, Negeah, in the Avelis, we'll see there really are three cases in Negeah and the develop into different aspects. One is Negeah to clothing, and there could be seven different halachas Negeah to clothing. One is Negeah to eating and drinking, plus v'yayin, and one is Negeah to rechitza, washing yourself. Really, there are three halachas going on over here. Now, these halachas, if you look at the sugya of Avelis, come along the Yad Ephraim, and the place can say that when you have Avelis, usually there's a shana, there's going to be shloshim, and the shiva. Tisha B'Av, the way it's worked, broken up. Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, is like Shiva. The halacha of Shloshim is like the from Rosh Chodesh. Shloshim and Rosh Chodesh are basically the same halachas. Shana is not exactly like the 3 weeks, that's a lot of chalukim. Well, again, it's negate, it's not available, so the halacha of available Shloshim is the halacha that says, Yad Ephraim and Munich and others, it negate, is the sugya of negate us of from Rosh Chodesh, or Shavu Shachavoy. Now, to start first the end of clothing. Again, clothing has seven different halachas. First, halachas that we get the pratiyas. One halacha is a person cannot wear freshly laundered clothing. A second halacha is you cannot wash clothing. A third halacha is you cannot buy clothing. A fourth halacha is you cannot make new clothing. A fifth halacha is you cannot wear big day Shabbos. A sixth halacha is you cannot wear new clothing. The seventh halacha is you cannot do set up the weave. Setting up the weave, which we get to. Those are the seven halachas that get simply to clothing. Let's go to each one. First, the halacha of wearing freshly laundered clothing. So you look in the sugya in Avelis, it's before over there that a person cannot wear freshly laundered clothing. So what do you do? By novel, you don't always have an option to wear the clothing before, and what's your option? So it's very clear over there what you should do by novel. You give somebody else to wear it. Once somebody else wears it, for a lotion of the Ramah, it's for a shah, person else wears it for an hour. Now afterwards you can wear it. Then afterwards you wear it. Now, Bismanenu, by us, Maisis, all of us to keep for 9 days. We can give it someone else to wear. Again, they point out, Lachur, if you have a Sfadi around you, Lachur give it a Sfadi to wear it for you, or you give it a Koy to wear it for you, and the Maisis will take care of this problem. But the Maisis, what do? The Lach is, we wear it before the 9 days, it won't be freshly laundered. How long should you wear before the 9 days? So, in the Hilchos Avelis, the words of the Ramah is a shot, an hour. Come along the Shachman, it says, Lavdach, it says, Zman Ma. Zman Ma. It's very clear, it's not an hour, it says, Zman Ma. Now, what does it mean, Zman Ma? So the Sfarim give numerous different numbers, and I don't think it's machlokes. One time they bring down the Yashiv of a half hour, another time they bring down the Yashiv of 10 to 15 minutes. It really depends, really, if you just put on the shirt, you sit there in the extra room for an hour, nothing really happens to it. You're supposed to like, not lose its freshness to it. If you went outside yesterday for 5 minutes, a brand new shirt, Lamaisa, you felt it, you know. So therefore, Echonami, it really depends on the Matthias. 15 minutes, a half hour, an hour, whatever the getter is, it really depends if it lost its freshness towards it. That's core of the getter. So again, I think yesterday was close. You walked outside for 5 minutes, the clothes might say, lost the freshness. The guy no one says 5 minutes, but that's the core of the freshness. 5 minutes, yesterday was the gate, an hour before the time is normal, when it was cooler outside. Now, they do discuss, what about throwing it onto the floor? Is there an head or not? So I saw the Lichas Pasa Sol said, there's no makar throwing it onto the floor. The Maisa, there is a core makar that helps the Avelis go down, to Shulach Mopanam, to Skotshuva. They bring down this India throwing it down onto the floor. Place can be not to a happy throwing onto the floor for numerous reasons based on the sugyo. The Maisa has brought down that simple bottom says we have feel like you throw it on the floor, not a problem. And Abdiashu says, well, the Maisa can't throw it onto the floor. But maybe I'll say tzira for the place you want to say. Because it loses freshness. All you said, you wear it, loses freshness. Ten against it, first of all, they say the freshness is the inside, not the outside. This one's dirtiness and one's freshness. That's a tiny against it. It depends what the side of wing is supposed to do. But if they put it on the floor, someone say you step on it, or what? I'm not sure it's still losing freshness. Now they discuss this Indian of wearing fresh clothing. It's all about the big days they are. Clothing that you sweat with, your undergarments, socks. Do you have to make sure they're not freshly laundered, try them on before the 9 days, all the mice are not. One of my mokum they discuss is from Sibal, the Ramah says that for Shabbos, even though you know, there are most times they do not wear bigger Shabbos than Shabbos, but with the undergarments he says you're allowed to wear for Shabbos. So you see, Dafka for Shabbos you're allowed to wear freshly laundered undergarments, and otherwise during the 9 days you can't. Now if you read the Ramah, it's right at the swarming down, read the Ramah slowly, I don't think it's any right at all. The Ramah is not discussing wearing freshly laundered undergarments, discussing wearing a big day Shabbos that's miyukut for Shabbos, and undergarments you have to have miyukut for Shabbos, also discussing them being miyukut, not freshly laundered. So I don't think it's anyone with the Raya, get a gdolim meaning down this Raya, you should learn what the Raya is. Lamaisa, the swarm be'ikr, the Pleshkin be'ikr, one atayinu, that if you have dirt upon yourself, you're allowed to wash off the dirt. That's cool, even if kippur, you have a lichuk upon yourself, you're allowed to wash it off. The big day Zaya, when it's full of Zaya, and you're changing it, so come along the Pesachim, they tell you why are you switching your big day Zayah? You're not changing it mitzad tainum. Most people, in essence, if you thought about why they're changing it for, changing it mitzad is going to cause irritation, to cause discomfort, and therefore they want to change it for that reason. Therefore, the way the Olam says over, the Olam says that big day Zayah you don't have to wear before the 9 days, you can change. But the ik, if you look in the Makor as well, it's not you don't have to, you can change big day Zayah. Since big day Zayah is going to cause irritation or cause discomfort, and just like you allow to wash yourself up, it's that irritation discomfort. You also, your last switch, if you're not doing it for tainig, the only time lot of wearing freshly laundered clothing is what? Not to do mitzat tainig. Here I'm not doing it mitzat tainig, I'm doing it mitzat irritation discomfort, therefore it's mortar. Therefore, for Amisha and the Rav Aida's words are very clear. During the 9 days, he says, you can change it where irritation or discomfort will develop. You don't have to wait till it develops. It will develop, you don't change in the morning, avada will change. Shlomo Zalman Likr Shlomo says, if it goremes koshi, it hurts you, about it, I'll change it. Rav Liashev, Rav Ozim, Shmuel Kamnetsky, Rav Strombach, they'll bring down, since you're not switching him inside tainuk, inside irritation, or inside discomfort, you'll not change. I think why the Moin Am says all this dumb big day Zayah across the board, we think about it, because really, why did anyone change big day Zayah for? When they started changing it years ago when they were younger, they started changing it mitzad, they started bothering them a little bit, that might cause irritation, discomfort. So naturally, why we change it every day or every other day, depends who you are, that we're doing it, why mitzad? That's how we're brought up, and we're mephonics, and we do mitzad, irritation, discomfort. So therefore, we might say, has no bayam, mitzad, freshly laundered, but he's such a boy, when it causes irritation, discomfort, might say you're allowed to. That's how numis pasim are makel. What? According to these places, according to the person on the list, they say no, it's no problem at all. Even though I'm feeling up to it before. Now, the Maisa, that's first one you said, the newest person would say. Based on the side, they even take it a step further. What about your shirt itself? Is the shirt big day or not? Now, everyone thinks big day, something that sweats. So, Moshe and of Liashiv and of Sharmir Taino, that if your undershirt is not covering the whole entire thing, and your shirt, the Maisa, has certain areas that have Zaya, whether you have a whether it's a t-shirt over here or over here, doesn't make a difference. So, also, the Taino has Zaya inside, and a lot of people are changing it. It's sad, it bothers them. Not because Taino should be like, it's sad, it causes discomfort. They have the Taino's nickel, big day Zaya. Moshe of Sharmir, actually, one time nickel, big day Zaya. Maisa, that's a Kiddush already. That's taking it very to the extreme. I tell the Shem, the Maisa, those disagree. They don't say this idea, they want Taino, but the Chodoshani, or Dain Weiss, and others want Taino, they have rice, they want Taino, because there's Nicholas Indian, and here the Chodoshani says, here will be inside the sheet of putting on the floor. Putting on the floor, those aren't too happy. He said, the Chodoshani, here put on the floor, and then you wait, you won't have this bayah. So Maisa, Roy Paiskim, on Maisa, on Mekel, on Big Day Zayah, and all the kids in my mouth, if you're saying, they'll surveil us, the Pisa Shuba being down from the Lechma Toido, it says even by an oval, he wants a Taino that you do not have to try it on beforehand. Again, we Lechma Toido, it says someone else to try it on. Here we have no one else to try it on. The Maisar for Shulchan, the Gesher Chaim is very clear. They tell by an oval itself, Big Day is Mutter. The Kol Shkain during the 9 days is Mutter. Maisar knew his swarm, go this way, it's a Shtaka Swara. Gamal Simcha Bonim, he's Machmer. He has a whole Shemotor over here, Yechulim is Zrayas. His new Savior came out, he wants to say it's also Simcha Bonim, the article. The Maisar Pashas is, it should be Mutter, the Shush Big Day during the 9 days. So, says the person who has to try it on before the 9 days. All big days they have to put on the floor. Again, he passed it up on the floor, so you can just record him and also put on the floor. He holds all clothing put on the floor. So only big days there. Yes, but he might say, oh, big days they have to mach and try it on before the 9 days. He has steers of Moshe, which I don't think is a steer. He has a whole bunch of tiners and you should hold them for the tiners. No, again, so the right is when you wash off dirt, you stop you allowed to. Even though you can have tainug afterwards, since you're not doing mitzvah tainug. No, you have to wear another, else you're going to ruin your. No. No, but you're doing it for not doing it. As long as you're not doing mitzvah tainug, you're doing it. You're not doing mitzvah tainug. I wash off even though you get tainug, you're not doing mitzvah tainug, it's motor. See, are you after your tainug? See, also he is. No, you also get everything. That's also not doing mitzvah tainug. That's the side of the heter. Now, what a person should have done yesterday with all his clothing trying on before the 9 days. Maaser, that's a shkir ready. People can do that already. So what is the eitzah? So again, either give it to a guy or to a Sfaradi maybe. But the eitzah the person discussed is the get to this Shabbos. Let's say you went up by Shabbos, you have Sunday, you have Monday. Maaser, what do the Shabbos? So come along the those who are tainug, but the Shani wants to say that true, we'll get to our hanhogel that we're not learning back to Ramah, and we wear all our clothing on Shabbos, Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos, we wear freshly laundered clothing and covered Shabbos. The Maaser, you want a tainug that's only with the Tzor of Shabbos. You want to do something and do it on Sunday, it's not Monday, it's not on Tzor of Shabbos, you want to say there's no heter to wear it on Shabbos. Why? Because we're only learning this heter on Shabbos, Tzor of Shabbos, not on Sunday, Monday. The Maaser, because the person did not go this way, they want Taino that a person has the right to wear on Shabbos switch clothing. They'll have extra for Sunday and Monday. And other years is very negative. Other years, here we don't have too many days. But other years, can have mamash a couple days afterwards. And people will switch on Shabbos. Now, how to switch? Get a shayla of mitzvah of chonah shavoy. The side of the sugar of a chonah cannot be mechem from Shabbos to kol. So that those who Taino, the way how to switch on Shabbos is that Erev Shabbos, you wear warm clothing. Shabbos morning, when you wake up, you put another pair of clothing. And Shabbos afternoon, when you get up from your nap, a third pair of clothing. Since over there you're switching and you're always coming, you're getting up, you're not doing anything per se, it's not nikkur what you're doing, it's halachon, it's not a bayah, and you're wearing it, you're enjoying it on Shabbos. So others, that's how the Ikeda Pashim seem to go. Others have different ways of choosing the Yisrael over here. But again, since silly to get to this year, you don't need more than three sets of clothing. So Maestro, what you should do, you switch whenever you get up. And therefore, since you're enjoying it on Shabbos, that's not Nikki doing it for the 9 days, the Maestro is Mutter. They do point out, first of all, it has to be clothing that you can wear on Shabbos, also be a Nikker. For example, let's say you want to wear a blue shirt for Sunday, you wear it on Shabbos, everyone will realize what you're doing it for the 9 days, that'll be a bayat mitzad preparing. Why? Because the Yisrael of Achana, it can't be Nikker. Why are the place coming down that we see that a person goes to sleep on Shabbos, mitzad, much Shabbos is Mutter? Of the Shabbos being down to say the Chassidim, to not say, prepare, I'm going to sleep on Shabbos, the sun to cover Shabbos. Therefore, also, you cannot say with your mouth, don't tell people I'm switching shirts, mitzad, the 9 days, because then the chassan and cover Shabbos, and you say you're praying for the 9 days. You might be able to discuss on the table and discuss with your children what you should do and how to do it, but when you go do it per se, do not say you're doing it for the 9 days. I don't think it's a bayah. If they run out of couplings and wear with their shirts also, it's not nikkur for the 9 days, I don't think it's a problem. They said it's being nikkur. The second thing to get, we said clothing is seven things. The second thing to get into clothing is washing clothing. Now, look in the Hilchos Avelis, one of the Makaris they discussed, by Avelis you're allowed to wash clothing in cold water for the solution. So why over here we're told we cannot wash clothing even in cold water? So come along the place from the Adifayim says, because over here specifically we're more masculine than the oval because the inner Messiah Das. We don't want a person to be Messiah Das from the Avelis, from the Korban. Therefore we do not let a person wash clothing even in cold water during the Shkor Shechaboy or for the Bnei Ashkenaz for Mosh Chodesh. And what does Nichol get of clothing? Interesting cases of this cause. Can you wash a sheitel? Wash instead of a sheitel during the 9 days. So Rabbi Yashiv is brought down to the Chacham, he holds that it didn't beg it, he holds it can't. Some Chabonim brings down the Maestri, you cannot. Atal HaSheni of Shambuk says, no, it's not Nichol get a beggar. They seem to be arguing about a beggar you can't wash. How do you look at a sheitel? What does it get of a sheitel? Fine, those ones that you can make, those want to be Mekul. Another case is called, can you wash contact lenses? So Maestri, the reason why you're washing is to take off the lichol from the Zayah, therefore it could be Nichol get a spak, and never anyone being Machmer. Brushing your teeth, avad in the chomisol says you're allowed to, don't be machmer, but you can't brush your teeth. Now, spa cleaning is a shadow among the places, if you're allowed to not. The be'ik the shama are makel, most of it is machloikis, especially from a shkodish onwards, the body can be makel by spa cleaning. Now, shining your shoes, washing your shoes, the person discussed that it seems to be unhugged that some people do not shine or polish your shoes per se. However, the covered Shabbat, the body allowed to. Washing the floor, there also is brought down that some people have the hanhoga not to wash the floor. Hagam ikadimi avadi latu. The covered Shabbos avadi also let to wash the floor. However, there's those brushing it. So a lot of people bring down Shmuel Salant and Beit Chaim Zonnefeld. They had the hanhoga not simply to wash the floor. Hagam shofonot is clear that you let to wash the floor. For those who seem to have the hanhoga to be machma, hagam ikadim mutter. Covered Shabbos avadi is mutter. Now brushing your hat also plus coming down. You let to do that the covered Shabbos. Or even during the week, you let brush your hat. Next thing to get clothing, the third Indian is what about buying clothing? So it really comes out that there are, again, the get to buying the two things is Masa Matin, as in of buying clothing per se. Masa Matin, we said already there are different Ethereum of something getting lost, or Mitzah Mitzvah, Ovid or Mitzvah. Negato buying clothing, where's the Marmokum buying clothing? Come along the Goyin and says buying clothing is Nichol is separate and negate feet. So just like you can't wash clothing, says Goyin you can't buy clothing. Nichol one and the other, and therefore you can buy clothing for yourself, you can buy clothing for children, you can't do that. Now, just like we had a heter by Masa Matin Mitzah Mitzvah Mitzah Dava Sha'ovah, do we have a heter by buying clothing, the same heter Mitzah Mitzvah and Dava Ovad? So there's the Yavis and Shuvah and the Moshe also write that we do not have the heter. There's no heter by buying clothing Mitzah Mitzvah, you want to buy a tzitzis, or Kedoyimah, or you want to buy, that's the case of the Yavis and Moshe, you want to buy a tzitzis or tefillin, and it's not needed if you need it to wear it during the 9 days of Seder. If you do not need it, buy because of that even the Gator Mitzvah you should not do. What about to buying clothing? The Gator again failed. Someone asked me that his parents coming to here during the 9 days and they want to buy clothing. When the parents are here, they buy it for them and therefore it's not only it's cheap, but on sale, it's free basically for the kids. So it's Nichol and Dava Ovid for sure. W.I.D. is there ahead to buy clothing when your parents are around or not. So the Maestro, the Kin Torah by Lofa and Yachavetsky, they kind of since Nichol and the Gedder of Kfisa and buying clothing, we do not see this head over here of something being on sale during the 9 days, the Gedder clothing, the buying clothing, only to objects and not to clothing. Now there is the Pesach Tshuvas and the Nechom Sisol, who calling the Pesach Tshuvas, say the Maestro, it's more to the corner of Kin Torah by Lofa. look, Kintar Malach is a mistake. Kintar Malach Be'etim is Machmer. You only make it to Rosh Chodesh Av. Maisha, the Ado is very clear, though. Machmer and the Piskachu is Mekul, is Marmok is a toys. Maisha, this idea to Mechal between Machmer and Machmer and between the buying clothing, so the simple bottom brings it down. He said, Bukhuri, tell me you cannot buy clothing when it's a fail. However, he said, I'll keep this for you. He said, however, it's a Gusman, and Gusman, the Maisha is Mekul. And I heard him listen and say it all the way, Issa, where exactly get the tether from. She gave me a clipping from the newspaper from the Ated. Rabbi Asher says, Mutter, to go buy clothing with the sale during the 9 days. So Maisa, do we have a Rabbi Asher, the Israel Latin, the Israel of Gusman, the Maisa is Mekel. Up he's swore the Shulton Harbor where the Maimokim is. It could be just the reason why the adults who are being Mekel to buy clothing is at a sale, is because the whole idea of buying clothing is not a Gemara. The Gemara is talking about washing clothing. We us came along and we extended it to buying clothing, so fine, mitzad negeir, davar avon, we cannot extend it to mini court, and therefore we make all. So fine, that those who want to make all, Maisa Klob Yach Kamnetsky, he says if you want to buy during 9 days, he only says you can buy in credit and get it after 9 days, because those want to be machmer, up his fork in his stack, why to be machmer? A fourth thing to get the clothing is making clothing. Again, it's before Shalopo. How the person discussed that making clothing means sewing or weaving clothing together, making clothing. However, let's say you something a button fell off or something ripped, you want to sew it and patch it and stack it, come along with Moshe and other places may all time know that it's a dafka making something new. Fixing something is not making something new, it has no shivas to it, therefore Vadila fix things during the 9 days. A fifth thing negated to clothing is what about wearing big day Shabbos? The Ramon Sif Aleph exam that besides all these alofs of wearing freshly laundered, is a separate aloft, you cannot wear big day Shabbos during the 9 days. That means let's say you have a Shabbos hat, you should not wear it during the 9 days, or your suit, clothing during the 9 days. They discuss in the gate, it's simple to be allowed to not to be bris milah, then you abandon even the shidduch. But for Iker, a person's Tammuz should not wear the big day Shabbos during the 9 days. Over here come along the Ramon, he says in those days they did not wear it even on Shabbos, big day Shabbos. So the Ramon, ki ima kesoinus levad, except for the kesoinus. One kesoinus, which moving down, is big day Zeya, it says even like socks. This is the Ma'amok they discussed when you have to have B'god of B'yuk of a Shabbos, which we learn in Simon Reis Samach, where you have things special for Shabbos, loved after B'god of, means even undergarments. Those like you have a shirt for Shabbos and a suit for Shabbos, you should have an undershirt for Shabbos, you have socks for Shabbos, before the Mishnah Berurah that way. That the Ramah is being makel on Big Day Zeh, the B'yuk for Shabbos during Shabbos. However, all you have got them according to Ramah in his days, they do not wear the Big Day Shabbos, they do not wear the suit and shirt on Shabbos Chazoin. Meisel, us, we're knowing already, as our Shulchan Mingzan, we're knowing like the Goyim. The Goyim Shita was that since the Fahesi of Vadi, a lot of wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos, quite no reply, so that we do wear a Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos. And once we do wear it, the shell is when to put it on, and when do we have to take it off. So, it's from discussing exactly when to put it on, but if once you take a shower after that study, a Vadi, a lot put on your Big Day Shabbos, because that's what the Ramah brings down in Reis Amok, that when should you put on your Big Day Shabbos after take a shower, and then you put on the Big Day Shabbos, then the you can put on also on Shabbos Chazoid, or Shabbos, even though you have a couple of hours to go to Shabbos, but since that's the way you always put on the covered Shabbos, that's nifl together covered Shabbos. When to take it off, the Chodesh Ani wants a Taino on the Shemir Shabbos, and the Taino you have to take it off after Shabbos, after Abdullah. That was a prior, I think the meaning of Rav Am, Klai Yisrael, is like a Rav Vosner, that the issue is to put on Big Day Shabbos. Once they have it on, Maisa, you can wear it until you go to sleep, and therefore, since the bottom of others bring down, that the Amoin Am should be knowing that we wear it as long as we want. It could be Daima that Maisa people asked yesterday, when can you put on their fresh and on their clothing? Can they put on a second before Shkia? Second before Shkia, so we're on Shalat Jav, but Chaim Kanievsky says no problem. The issue is to, I use the fresh and laundry, the issue is to put it on, not loved after issue is to wear it. Even once you put on your Big Day Shabbos, you have to wear it. The poor, the hanhoga of a lot of people is that they do not take it off much of Shabbos until they go to sleep. A sixth thing to get to begotten is that a person cannot wear new clothing. Now, usually new clothing is freshly laundered. What's nafminos? Nafminos is Shabbos chazoin. But even though on Shabbos chazoin we do wear freshly laundered and we do wear Big Day Shabbos, however, new Big Day Shabbos or new clothing you might see cannot even wear Shabbos chazoin. This Shabbos, even new things, even without shachianu, you cannot wear a new shirt to get to the Shabbos. The last thing to get to the garden is what the Ramah brings down. The person should not set up the weave on the 9 days, and the reason Shabuah says, because the end of setting up the weave is that this Makam the Evan Shasiya, a weave is you put on the chassis of Erev, the Evan Shasiya was a vassal, therefore a person should not set up the weave, and therefore a person should not do embroidery or weaving the get to on the 9 days. So I kind of get to the garden. Next thing is the get is what a person can eat and drink. So Kidua, a person cannot eat possible. and a person cannot drink wine. Now first, what's the svara behind it? So Mishmur come from Ariel and Kolboy is saying the svara is because Basa V'Yayin is Garam Simcha. And therefore, since the Garam Simcha in Simcha Basa V'Yayin, during these days, a person is Mamait in Simcha, and therefore it's not Basa V'Yayin. A couple of shallows to ask upon this is first, I once my 7-year-old, he came home, took out the grape juice from the refrigerator. I told him, it's my day, he can have it. It's a mitzvah navim. He told me, lo nachon, not true. I said, he can't have it. He says, lo mishtaker. Locha is anything mishtaker. It can be simple. Grape juice is not mishtaker. It's not a problem. So I told him, no, it's also, he said, yeah, I told him, he asked me, is chazal? Say it. So yeah, it says chazal. Tireli, show me. So first I took out a simple bottom and children halacha, and I read it, he read it slowly, wine and grape juice. She said, no, give me a real flavor. They gave him the chumash yisrael, he read it, yayim mitzvah navim. Lo mamin, doesn't believe it. Maisa, so I asked him, maisa yayim tzirach bira, ze mutar alacho? So we know, ze betach alacho, ze mishtaker. He said, maisa, hatal, shay tshuva, pais kum say, ramos is a beer is mutter, whiskey is mutter. No. Yeah, I'm going to ask my Rebbe, fine, because the Rebbe the next day also, if you have a wife, you get a chlorizable maestro. If you think about it, Pichajman, maestro, grape juice maestro is also, the milk of the place can grow, my colleague with the place can grow, and beer and whiskey, the maestro is motor, that's mishtaker. What's the swara behind the Indian? If it's not simple, Shaboy, grape juice should be motor, and wine and whiskey and beer can start clearing already. It's one shiloh. Why, if you look in the halacha on the oval, and others will have wine, boss of yayin during the shloshim. Not only is allowed to have during shloshim, he's allowed to have it during shiva. Now he's allowed to have it during shiva. Not that he should have it during shiva. The monk Subhat of Chesed Bay is being down. You should have 10 cups of wine. 10 cups. Discussed. More than 10 is not good. But only 10 cups of wine. So the monk Subhat of Chesed. Boy, the Ramban, based upon the Gemara in the Dorim, wrote down the Grace Maimi, he said, you also have bosser. The Indian person should have bosser, and the person should have yayin. So the oval should have it. Even the Indian Be'etim is allowed to, except he has to be Isaac in taking care of the Kura, otherwise, a job is allowed to have bosser of yayin, so the Indian is allowed to, and the oval is allowed to, yet we're coming along and not having bosser of yayin after Maid and Simcha. And even the oval, an oval of that is allowed to. So these are kashas that our friend Meister really have two ways of answering it. One is they want time to know the Indian mitzvah simcha, there's not the Indian mitzvah carbonus over here, that since the Kor Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of the carbon, and therefore the carbon was mitzvah the Basu Shaboy, and the carbon also the Yayin HaSachem over here, therefore mitzvah the carbonus, therefore it's the Bayah. Now this Mahal mitzvah carbonus is brought down by the Beis Yosef and the Beinu Asher. Now the new Torah is called Beinu Asher, they call it Rosh, it's a mistake, because Beinu Asher will kneel, Sefer Ben Hazars, Mechon Yerushalayim, which the look of the Rosh, and another Shaifas, nice is the Beinu Asher, the Beinu Asher, that's who says Indian in the Getka Bonus. And this Mahalath or Khashulkham says, that's he said over here. And that's him the Evan Yisrael, the Mishbuth and Dime Fisher, he says the Mishbuth have Mitzad Simple, he says, no Shaykh is Mitzad Simple. Maisim it's Novim and Maisim. He said, oh my, you said over here Mitzad Kabonis. Maisim answered Mitzad, he said, a Simcha, the different ways of answering, let's say, of Shlomo Zalman answers. He wants to say, the Maisim is Samyav Akash in the Navelis. In the Navelis, the Maisim, we should have Bosu Yayin. And everyone knows Bosu Yayin Mitzad Simcha, that's where we have all the Yontia. Marshall, what does Bosu Yayin do to you? Does it give you simcha, or does it take away your sadness? So he says that really it does two things, but can't do both. If you're depressed and sad, tnu yain lamori v'sheichel the pasuk tnu pasuk of mishlei chesam beis and rashi yisuvus. Right, that pasuk. So over there it says when someone's depressed and sad, just give lots of yain. Well, I can take some out of depression. Others very sad and want to help them out. And can to make him happy, that's only that's when you're regular, then Bosom Yan will make you happy. It's two stage thing, you can't do both. If I care, but my spite of all, he's very depressed, you want to take him out of his depression. Mice, if I forget, by us, we have a hard time during the 9 days even to even feel that kosher, and we're going to have Bosom Yan to make us the simple. If I care, if we have our Bosom Yan, it'll make us the simple, and we do not want to get out of our thinking process the gates of the Corbin, and if specifically during the 9 days, we do not have Bosom Yan. But the mice circle side, why mice grape juice, the mice not in the mitzvah simcha, grape juice, even as said for the carbonus mice grape juice is motor. So you read the Mishavua and Dying Fish, the best of all say each one the Oma'ala, it's out like plug. Like plug. Once one is also grape juice is also. So I tried to explain to my 7-year-old the set of like plug. It didn't really exactly go over, just couldn't understand the concept. Like get older, get used to understand the set of like plug. But he was like, but it's not shaka, it's no simcha. And I guess you have to, it's a one or something to understand instead of a light plug. Right, so therefore forget. Why is it also doing the 9 days? So I don't mind the answer is light plug. Now, how do you explain the Torah of Loi Plug? I wish you had luck, Bez Hashem.
What about beer?
Beer, it might, who says give beer gives you simcha? Intoxication, ladavka gives you simcha. Like by Purim, all the time, poskim, all the time, even, or yantiv, ladavka is misameh beer. Well, it could be tzitzir for tax components, because one is no shayach to have beer. So, vada beer you let have, whiskey you let have, and grape juice we don't do. Now, to get to the eating and drinking this thing, there's called 7 times that it is more to the eat and drink boss of yayin. One time it says the case of a choylo, the mind says clothing, and most says more to a choylo means they want to call some uberes, and the next, it's a child, ukudaima, when they need it, a vada is more to them, they don't need it, fine, each one to their own case. But a vada, they need it, a vada is more to chafilo. The second is to discuss, let's say a person made a bracha, they chat. You take either a kosher or not, the master place can stay chamed, the Ravos said, Avadi eat it. The second case, and third case, where you call there more, that Makam Suda Smith will also boss of Yain, the master is motor. Now, one case is discussed, similar to the case, Yain by Abdullah, what should a person do by Abdullah? So the Ilam brings down the Archa Shulchan and says, the Minigas to have beer. Because my Nenu, especially in itself, does not seem to be the Minigas that way, they get involved in different challenges, have my Medino Kadoima. And therefore, the Nahoga seems to be to have wine, as the Ramah says. Now, what do we have wine? So it's clear that you should give it to a child to drink. Now, what is the age of a child that you can give it to drink? A 2-year-old is not enough. He doesn't understand the concept of brachas. So someone has to be a bar chinuch, mitzad a chinuch mitzad brachas, but it cannot be a bar velus. Now, what age is that switch over? It's very not clear among the poskim. Someone say he's a bar chinuch from 7 and switch over to velus 8. Some say he's a bar chinuch at 8 and switch over at 9. The ages range exactly. It's very close in age-wise that you have to find a kid who is a bar chinuch with tabracha with the grape juice or the wine, and he's not a bar avelus. Most of the brought down from Yasha, let's say you cannot find such a kid who's between this age, he's 10, 11, 12, says the vadish give it to a child before you drink it. Therefore, even if it's 12, even though he's bar avelus, he goes first over you because you have an ikhredin, and he's only mitzad chinuch shavoy, and therefore he should drink it before you. Let's say there's nobody around, or you only have girls, the place would say to not give it to girls, girls don't drink Abdullah, for whatever reason, and therefore what you should do is that you should drink it yourself. And the Vada, therefore, again, either you have, what you should do, number one, is first, the Hunger seems to have wine. Now what you should do is give it to a child who's a Bar Chinuch, 7, 8, not girls, and if no one's around, then the Vada, you drink it like how much to drink, the Shal is, you should only drink a Rebiya, should you only drink a Kazayat, not, the bring up of Yashiv is since it's had the bracha of Alagef, it should be machmer, and it's not a bayam, it's had the korban, and therefore you should drink a revias, get the full size revias, and then you can say Alagef and apples upon that.
Why not drink beer?
Sorry? Why not drink beer? There's a shalom at Sad, Chumar Medino. I got me one time that maybe it is Chumar Medino, but then I knew. But those also want to say maybe it's more question, instead of adults make wine upon it. And therefore, again, I know in America people do it, I've never seen anyone make them beer. In America, I've seen it. Negate to Basr, it's the loch is Basr, they call a loch is you cannot meat, can even have a tafshul shul Basr, that means you have potatoes left over in the chulin, even though you're not even the meat, but even the potatoes itself were masmen not to eat. However, let's say it's the case of Shishim, about its mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah. Not only that, even the tam of Basr is mutter. Tam means you take, you'll see in Yeshiva today and tomorrow the next day, the kalim of Fleshik, kalim, even the banyan of Fleshik, no problem, the kalim of Basr is mutter. Even if it's a knife cutting an onion, also no problem. Only problem is either the basr or a tashul basr. However, the kelim of 100% is mutter, not a bayah. Now, the topic that I have a basr of yain is by Sudas Mitzvah. The main different cases are discussed, one by Malach Malka, that time is not nifflin to the Satya of Moshe and others. You cannot have basr of yain. By Sudas Shalishas, the Vadi can have basr of yain. Fine, the other cases, but the main case the person discussed is a siyam. What do we see him? So first, the way Mishabur brings down, he makes, first of all, 3 different limitations. This had to be such Siyam Sabai. One, he says, a person should not learn something quicker to finish it during the 9 days. Not to be, people try to have a Tvasa or Yayin during the 9 days, therefore they try to Lahathas, and they learn quicker to finish during the 9 days. Maestah, he says, first of all, a person should not do that. The Archa Shulchan says, Maestah, you can. And the story is why? Kedayit Lachais, and the story is very simple, because it gets people to learn. You learn one Maestah. So I said, that's what he means, because they last days. Because, fine, that instead of learning slower and wasting more time, you don't learn quicker, and then more time to learn afterwards. So fine, Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't do it. Mishnah Berurah says, k'day last days. The second thing he says, Mishnah Berurah, is that if you do not do it all the time, make a seam, you can make it all year round, you make a seam, and fine, you just have some cake you put out. And here, in Maestro, 9 days, let's have Boston, let's make a seam, you know, something extra special. the Maaseh also Shabbos says that a person should not do that. For Oedis, you can only invite people who always come. Kind, usually you only have like your dear over there. And now you can invite the whole the yeshiva over. Nice that you cannot do also. When Moshe Rabbeinu says in camp, the reason why he can't make scenes, because anyway we always eat together. That's why the head condition in the camp is, he says, because everyone eats together. That is togetherness. I'm sorry? Fine, the Achta Faishiks. Fine. It's still bagels and lox. If you really care about the Achtas, you can have the food is as happy as bagels and lox. Now, they do discuss what happens if you did not hear the seam, only came afterwards, and Moshe might have invited his Michael, Shlomo against Matthew, and find that to come to get the love of the seam. But again, so again, what do we say? Seam Shabbat, again, the hunger seems to be on the Mish Chodesh until the Shlomo Shachalba is the oil seems to be Michael. However, yet another call with the Mish Nevuah. The last law that I gave for a few weeks, what about washing yourself? Sorry? Same thing, hand in hand, by a seam. Now, what about washing yourself during the 9 days? The Kamlung Ramo, the Sifta Zayin, and he says, V'noigim sholer choyt, V'noigim not to wash up, afilu b'tzayinim. The Ramo is very clear that a person cannot wash himself from Rish Chodesh Ve'ela, even with cold water. It says in Mishabu, afilu b'tzayinim, that means your whole entire body. However, your hands, your face, and your feet, he says, that l'mais is motor. That's l'mais is motor. The first, what is the getter of tzayinim? You can wash with cold water, your hands, your face, your feet. What is cold? So Paiskim say, it does not mean that it has to be freezing cold water and your mamash, you have to jump out of it. It means something that's not comfortable. My impression is not comfortable. It's not comfortably warm. It's not something that you enjoy out of it. You're doing it why? It's not because you'd rather go out, but it doesn't bother you. It doesn't have to be something that causes you tzar. It has to be something that does not cause you tainug. It's the other way around. It's not enough, comfortably warm. I heard people say that, but the side over here is that as long as you know, it's not something you're doing it mitzvah tainug per se. Now, it's not probably the other raglan, there's more to what is pun of your face, your hands, they won't say at least for your elbows, they won't say even to your shoulders. And your feet, they discuss with Manelo that we wear shoes and socks, our feet also are motor, so Chaim goes like his father to be makwer. How is the Briashiv, Shlomazan, the Briashiv, and Shemir Shabbos, the Makel, even the feet is Manelo, simply with Manelo, because the Meister, they do smell when you have shoes and socks, if they want to make on the feet also. Now, this is mitzvah what the Mishabrua and the Ramot says. The Meister, first, let's say your hands get dirty. Or your body gets dirty, has lichluch, has tzoya, tit upon your chest. You want to wash it off or not? So first is the Mechaber writes, Sain Hilchus Tishabov, Tokhuf Nundalin, Sain Hilchus Yom Kippur, Tokhuf Yishu Gimel, Sain Hilchus Avelis Shem Pei Aleph, the Vada Mutter Lechadchilo, and the words of the Mechaber is, Reichit K'dakoyev Enechoshish. Lechadchilo Avada, you have dirt upon yourself, Avada, you want to wash any part of your body, no problem. Mutter Lechadchilo. Because you're not doing it mitzat tiny, you're doing it mitzat lichluch. Lichluch Avada is mutter. Now once you know lichluch is mutter, come on, the Gdola place can discuss, what is Zaya? What is sweat? A sweat, you're taking off mitzvah tainug, or sweat, nichol together of lichluch. You can hear two sides to it. Achloikis, Shah, and Yehuto, Gdola Paiskim. Maisha, the Mishnebrua Paskins, and Hilkos Yom Kippurim. Tov Reishu Gimel, he's very clear. He writes, the Mezir Harbin Yom Kippur, you can wash yourself in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, washing yourself, Shal, the Rabbon, the Reiso. Maisha, wash yourself on Yom Kippur, mitzad. He says, why are you not doing mitzvah tainug? Only because it's Zeya, or because you're an Isthmus, and therefore it says, even on Yom Kippur, Zeya is Nichol Gedo Lichluch. Now there are those, again, disagree, the Shulchan brings down, he wants to be Machmer, Psili Yom Kippur, the Dagom of Ovo with Chosin, is Tanyana, fine. But Maestro went to Shavua, and the Avadik, the same from the Shavua by Yom Kippur, he says, that Zeya is Nichol Gedo Lichluch. Once that's settled, that Zeya is Nichol Gedo Lichluch, and the person is Manenu, stop, take a shower when you're sweaty. Push it. Yom Kippur, the Shavua is saying, when Zia Harbei, his words are again the Mishavua, very clear. Someone with Zia Harbei has a lot of sweat, says a lot of wash it off. During the 9 days, are you allowed to wash yourself off because you have sweat? So, Hashem Echel Maitha has a tshuva about this. Now, he's ahead of the dots, he knows what goes on there. So, he says, Agam, he knows that the Oilam brings down the Maitha Chad Nishi, wants to be Machmer, and therefore, he asks Chaim Pnevsky, he's very Machmer, and a friend of mine wrote a letter to him, Chaim, they asked him, Al Maitha Mishavua says, Yom Kippur is Motor. Yom Kippur is Motor. So Chaim went back to talking about a machlel shel zaya. Someone who sweats profusely, has a sickness, and now it's seen to respond by Yisrael Chaim's question. The Shavuot discussing someone who has a machlel shel zaya. Otherwise, you have your machlel during the 9 days. So first of Tumach writes, Lulek Freud, he says, of Chaim and the Chadnish, Maisa is a Maisa, we don't pass the base upon Maisa. That's the Aleph, he says. So don't come from the Chadnish. He says, the no, Chaim is saying, no, fine. Now he's coming from the Chadnish, not coming from Chaim, he's coming from the Chadnish. Well, let's analyze. We're saying the Yad Afarim, the place can say the local of Rosh Chodesh, the 9 days, is a halacha like an oval. An oval during Shloshim, you will not take a shower. Cold water. So, Ramah writes, in Simchat Pei Aleph, you can't. Ramah is L'shtos, he writes over there, you can't, over here, you can't. Maisel is, Machlok, Zapoyski, Meshach, and the and others, Maisel, what an oval does. What an oval does. Maisel, the halacha, if he has any oval, the halacha is that they do not take a shiver, but for Shloshim, Maisel, Klor, they take a shower in cold water. Cold water, I mean, again, lukewarm water, they take a shower, it's Klor, that's Aaron Hogan, that's how we pass it out. For Shulchan, Shach, Maisel, we do take a lukewarm, cold water. So, come along, Rosh Chodesh, he says, I'll bring you four beads of water to make. First of all, he says, the whole entire inner water compared once you get to another, Ramos Lashitasai. He was Machel over there, is Machel over here. Maisel by Oval, which is more chomadic than this inner from Rosh Chodesh, which is only a chumma that we took upon ourselves, not based upon the Gemara. He says, over there, we are the Maisel Noi by Shloshim to be Makel. So, certainly over here, we used to be Makel also. Agami says it's 12 between Machmer, there's 9 days, there's 30 days. Maisel says, first of all, cannot be more Machmer than we do by an oval. Aleph. Basic time is that. The whole Indian of the Shemot coming not to take wash itself in cold water is from a Chumas Sedeshin. The Marmok was a Chumas Sedeshin. Look at the Chumas Sedeshin inside, it says, Lamachba Tavla Bracha. So the whole Marmok was Tavla Bracha. Second point. The third point, he saw other places say that those days it's talking about going into a bathhouse, tiny. Taking a shower in one's a tiny. That's purely, anyone takes a shower is not doing it for a tiny. Big of the shower is what to take a day, go in a couple minutes, in and out. Then they sat in the bathtub and they ate Mamash had tiny out of it. And the fourth reason he says, even them kippah l'maisel and mekel. Those are the four reasons. So he says, anyone who is machmet from Rosh Chodesh onwards, he says, anyone who is machmet and he has tzar from the day and doesn't wash it off, is a t'mur. It was machmet, a t'mur. The Marmakrim says, he says himself, one behind it, we're making him kippah, we're mekel by an oval, with the maisel they're doing him a kalach, it's not a tainik shibboi, machmet of labrocha, the t'mur. He says, why machmet? Shvul shalchaboi, it's mutter also. Well, that I can hear already, shvul shalchaboi. That's a gemara, that I can hear. Well, if he says, anyone who's machmet, Rosh Chodesh, he says, mamash is a pelo. Maestro Hoga of Numus Forum is the Binam Yach Kamenetki, and Mr. Yaakov is very close. He says, about the person can't take a shower in Chazdeya, washing of Zeya. He got to say just the order how to do it. First of all, only water. If you need more than water, take soap. If you need more than soap, take hot water also. But first, you should just do only water. More than that, soap, and then take then hot water. But Moshe is very clear. In the Igris, he writes, Avada Yesh Lahokal, Roshama is Makel, but the farmer is Makel, Ovi Yitzchok, and Numus Poets and Maestro are Makel. Now there are those who are machmer, there is a Biyashivitz machmer, and Hamkinevsky is machmer. The mice is far to stack to be makel. Now the Olam says over, and I see also in Lukas Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman, that people are a taino. That the way they say over, Shlomo Zalman, he says, when the oval comes, no, an oval never comes over to me, and they ask me mitzad the parents, okay, I take a shower, I can't take a shower. Here they come over to me, and they ask me mitzad the avails to the forbin. Where's our gosh mitzad the avails to the forbin? Therefore, the one time they know it's not the right thing to be making upon this Indian taking showers. Just a factic upon the tears and the cheshbon. The first one, the tears is I've seen ovals during Shiva. They do it. It bothers them a lot. I think to myself, especially Americans, I have not found an oval that I've is that did not tell me that they did not ask the Shiloh. Any oval that I asked the question told me they ask the Shiloh. Again, it could be ovals that they didn't ask the Shiloh, but they told me they asked and I got them stuck them back. Fine, there's something else. During Shiva, that's Aleph. Basis could be why people. From Zalman said, less people ask him, the Maisa every year is the gate to every client, so by novels, is the gate to very few times in a person's life. That's upon the Cheshbon. For Oid, the Maisa look is not the way. The look of from a Shchodesh is like Shloshim, and everyone's making a Shloshim. You won't tell me that you never find the oval asking the Kasha, because all the ovals are making. Okay, we know you can make by bells. Everyone is knowing to take a shower. So you want to compare it to an oval, it's not true. It's a faket. The comparison is faket. But oval will make, so we'll hear what make. Fine. In the Gate Erev Shabbos, also the Shiloh, what specifically to do, the way how the Americans of Cholpochus go, how Moshe brings down, brought down Bar Avaida, is that Erev Shabbos take a full shower, kedarkoi, whether it's sweaty or not, we take it with hot water, we cover Shabbos, we take, just like we do a big day Shabbos, we take a shower, kedarkoi, Erev Shabbos, cover Shabbos, just like we would do all year round. This is a Shiloh, what about the wing, a deodorant? Now, I thought the Shiloh was poshut, I see that he brings down, that Moshe says, even on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to wear deodorant, not a problem. That Yosef says, even on Kippur, you're allowed to wear deodorant. Pasha says, why do you wear deodorant during the 9 days? I just see that Shelos Rav, the Yisrael Chaim Kinevsky, can you wear May Baisim during the 9 days? Not even Tishma, not Tishma, 9 days, May Baisim. He says, Tavli Zara. I'm just thinking, maybe he did not know what the word May Baisim meant. Water or perfume. Maybe if it was water, it was Ruchitza. But as far as I know, deodorant is nechlo getter of sicha, and sicha does not even a shiloh during the 9 days of vada sicha's mutter. Deodorant only he thought that Yisrael made boisim, and he thought made boisim as again. Yisrael only knew what made boisim was. Maybe he thought it was vichitza, and they said to him with zara. But Michael, made boisim is deodorant. Deodorant mostly could be a sicha, and sicha is 100% mutter during the 9 days. Other things they do discuss about cutting nails. So the loch is mishmuz ve'klor, the place to go that will cover Shabbos and lather for your nails. If this is Shabbos, lather for your nails. Giving presents during the 9 days also makes the place more mekel, because we see dafkin on Tishvav, there are mosses not give presents. Therefore, during the 9 days, you can't give presents. The end of the 9 days, in 2 weeks, mentioned already 2 weeks ago, is the Zeichel of Korban. Every person that gives a shiur about it, they always try to mention, you say that there are halachas, but the side of the halachas really is the hashkafa behind it, that a person should be margish. What exactly we had, or best when we will have, and talk to be zeichel, the koyal eimoid.